Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin, I really dig that MrSkin.com.
And welcome back, sir. Top 10 nude scenes of 2017. I'm looking at a little video montage right now. Can people get on to MrSkin.com and just look that over?
Yeah, we have it at the front page of our website. This whole list is right at the front page of our website. And I got to say, I was thinking about how not only do I get to sit here at the end of the year and put what I think are the 10 best celebrity nude scenes of the year,
yeah,
but I get a company, chatterbait.com,
I was gonna
sponsor
say, yeah.
the thing. I'm like, holy geez, I was just going to sponsoring this. How great.
Yeah, we had a bunch of Chatterbait stuff sent to us.
It's a big live streaming cam site. And the funny thing is, guys like us, like our age guys might not know this, but cam girls are more popular than porn stars these days.
I've heard.
I see it in Las Vegas when I go to the adult shows. It's like
cam girls can make a lot of money.
Yeah, but
it's just
solo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, think about
sometimes
it. You're working at a dentist's office and you're making like your secretary and you're hot and you're not making any dough.
Right.
You set up shop in your apartment. You become a cam girl at a site like Chatterbait.com, for example, and they get so much traffic, and it's totally free for the guys to come there. But then what happens is they hang out in the in the chat room, and certain guys end up tipping or paying money or whatever for more. And to be honest, sometimes girls I've seen just play the guitar or cook or read books, and guys will sit there and
sad guys.
It's an interesting dynamic, but I got to tell you, man, those girls are popular. They are popular.
So. Once in a while, I think they bring their boyfriends in.
They'll do that. It depends. It depends on the girl, but great for the guys visiting and great for the girls to make money. And
that explains this.
These are the guys in the adult space to make big money.
I was at the
cam guys
grocery store the other day, and I saw this girl pushing in the carts. Like, she was working there, and I thought she was the hottest person I've ever seen at a grocery store, and she was working there. So that explains where she's getting her extra cash.
Yeah.
Because she was way too hot to be. I'm not saying that people who work at grocery stores don't work hard, but why the hell was she working in a grocery store? I mean, she was like, she was gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a comedian that jokes about that. We don't see completely drop-dead gorgeous people doing menial tasks because they're too hot.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you can't play.
I agree. And I'm happy. It's a great business model. And they all like it because they could do their own hours. They work from phone. They're anonymous. I mean, a lot of the girls, they come up with a stage name. And it's a wonderful way for them to make money and for guys to really enjoy. And I'm all for camming. It's pretty cool.
So got a Chatterbait. Let's do the top 10 nude scenes. These are famous chicks.
It would be difficult to just play with yourself for like 8-10 hours a day.
Can we make any money?
No.
Craig leans in.
You'd make it for that long. Yeah. You do a 5-minute cam show.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
Hey, look at that guy. Let's watch this guy sleep for 7 hours. Yeah.
Number 10, Amy Schumer in Snatched. Her boob pops out here. I like to see.
Yeah, it's listen, this happened 27 minutes into the movie Snatched, and it's a funny scene. Amy Schumer's drunk. She meets this guy. They're talking. She wants to hook up with him. She's kind of tipsy, moving around, and she doesn't realize her whole right breast has popped out. And listen, it doesn't get much bigger than Amy Schumer these days.
Yeah.
And it was a shock value to, you look down, you see her whole boob, and it was hers. It's huge.
Nice.
Pretty cool. It was a cool nude scene. You know, I'm not saying this was the hottest nude scene of the year, but definitely worthy of my 10 biggest celebrities.
So do you factor in, like, proportion, nipple, areola? And,
yeah, a lot of people have been commenting on the areola size of Amy Schumer.
Any degree of celebrity, do they all come into play?
Yeah, that's all. I don't really factor areola size as much as the degree of the celebrity, but, yes, that is that is factored in some occasions.
Kristen Stewart and Personal Shopper. It's a nice photo of her naked here. Yeah,
you know, she's very popular, especially with younger dudes in their 20s, because she was in all those Twilight movies.
Right.
And she did a horror drama called Personal Shopper, which came out in March. And not only do you see her topless in a dressing room, but if you look in the mirror, you get a bonus thong shot on top of it. Which is
I'm looking at that. Yeah.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Small little ass, sure.
Yeah, right. So I like, yeah, she has she's more on the skinny side, like kind of different than Amy Schumer, but very sexy. 10-year-old
boy ass right there.
I was going to say 12-year-old boy ass.
12-year-old boy ass.
We'll compromise and say 11.
I'm going to go all Roy Moore on that one there. number eight is Natalie Emanuel in Game of Thrones. She's great.
She
I like
is,
this chick,
The girl who plays Khaleesi's assistant, Missandei, and she, on July 23rd, this episode aired on Game of Thrones,
nice
and Natalie Emanuel finally hooked up with Grey Worm. A slight problem, if you know the show, is Grey Worm is a eunuch.
He's a eunuch,
but,
yeah.
But as you also know, eunuchs make the best lovers. And he was able to please Natalie Emanuel, and it was a great scene. She stripped down completely naked.
We'll take your word on that, Skin. Yeah.
Is she black or biracial?
She's biracial.
Yes.
She looks biracial.
Yes.
Yeah, she's hot. We all watch The Americans. It's a great show. It's on FX, but they show butt a lot, and Kerry Russell's got one of the best ones.
Yeah, I just... Every couple years on The American, she does a nude scene that I just have to put in my celebrity top 10 of the year because she's just got the best butt, and I can't get enough of it. And this is five seasons in on FX, The American. She plays Matthew Reese's husband. They're Soviet spies spying on the U.S. government. This one aired on March 14th. And, yeah, like I said, one of the best butts on television. And cool that she's showing it on a show that has commercials. That's the cool thing.
Yeah, she's in her 40s, too, and I like she's got the – this is that diamond in the muff you talk about.
Yeah.
You zoom in on that.
I was going to bring that up next. Is
is that what they call that?
You know, separation of church and state where you have the separation between the thighs and the butt where you actually could see through the diamond there.
There's a little daylight there.
Diamond,
between the bottom of the butt and the top of the thighs.
Yeah,
so.
And as you guys know – very few women can pull off the diamond in the muff.
Very
it's
few.
A tough one, yeah.
Yeah,
very few.
You got to be in good shape for that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And guys, there's a penis there. Look at the guy that angle there. I'm supposed to tell you that. I've seen this. This is on pay per view. I see a kind of Atomic Blonde. Is this movie any good?
Well, it's funny. I've heard a lot of people say that the only thing they liked about this Atomic Blonde was Charlize Theron. Is the scene at the 53-minute mark where she hooks up with Sophia Boutella, the French actress. And this movie hit theaters March 12th, and Charlize plays an undercover agent on a mission in Berlin during the Cold War. And, you know, it's like a James Bond type of thing with a female lead. But I can tell you this, everyone who saw the movie, whether they liked it or not, loved the scene at the 53-minute mark when the two girls hooked up. And that's my sixth best celebrity news.
Yeah, is there body painting going on? Because there's a lot of red and yellow in the one boob there.
Yeah, there's some weird lighting in the scene, but trust me, you guys would enjoy that.
Okay.
You'll enjoy this scene.
Jessica Biel in The Sinner. That's a series in The Sinner.
This show, a lot of people got hooked on it. How they're going to do seasons 2 and 3 will be interesting because it was kind of a whodunit, and they were trying to figure out why this beautiful mom with kids, married, would commit a murder in the opening episode, which aired on August 2nd. And Jessica Biel was in the shower. If you don't mind the fact that she's cleaning off some blood, it was a very hot nude scene.
Don't mind that at all.
one of the great bodies on television also, Jessica Biel.
The camera does not go low enough for any diamond inspection, though.
No, didn't go low enough for a diamond inspection. That's very true.
Timberlake sees that on a daily basis, right?
Yeah, you will have to ask Timberlake about the diamond.
Why don't you do that when you see him next
time? About the cut and the clarity and all the other C's.
My guess is there's a diamond there.
Yeah, I'm guessing there is, too.
Yeah.
Glow. Is there a lot of nudity in Glow?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
And
It's 80s, both. Too. It's 80s. I like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be coming back for a second season, and it's a Netflix show. It's about women who perform for an L.A. wrestling organization in the 1980s.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. I remember
watching
this.
Yeah, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling Glow. And Allison Brie is the star. And, you know, she played Annie Edison on NBC's Community for many years. She was Trudy Campbell on Mad Men, Peter Campbell's wife. And
Oh, that's her. Yeah, yeah. Okay,
yeah, so it was very exciting when she made her new debut in the opening episode of this Glow, because I've had so many people through the years, you know, asking, because she's cute, she's sweet, and, you know, of course, you know, that means guys want to see her naked, and it happened in this, and you're right, if you're into the 80s, there's a lot of, like, you know, if you're into those, you know, the outfits, like, they'd wear those white, like, tights under shorts, and they high-riding shorts and all that other stuff. So it's pretty true to the era, and there's a lot of good nudity in it. And
a lot of merkins.
Allison Brie was the best.
They grow them out for the show, or is it merkins?
They didn't really have too much bush, so but they had a lot of boobs. And I'm very hopeful in the next season they'll have even more. But it was definitely a good show for nudity.
Yeah, but it's my recollection that none of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling looked like Allison Brie.
There were some hot ones. Now, you're thinking of the big beast. There were some beasts, but there were some hot ones. There's a documentary about that on Netflix, about the actual girls.
What's the documentary?
Yeah. Oh, it's called Glow, I think the documentary is. There's a documentary about it. I'm not sure.
I thought they used the term gorgeous a little loosely.
Maybe. There's some beasts, but not in that show.
You're always in a wrestling show going to get some really big.
Of course.
Especially from those days, yeah.
Yeah, big babes. But, yeah, it was more breasts and breasts and underwear stuff, but hopefully we'll get some 80s, you know, merkins going.
Do we know Natalie Creel from anything except for Below Her Mouth?
No, and this is the only non-celebrity I have in my top 10 nude scenes of the year. Now, my argument being that she's going to be a celebrity after people see this movie, because it's a Canadian film about a hot weekend affair between two women. One is Erica Linder, who's a roofer. And then you have this fashion editor played by this Natalie Creel, and they have some of the hottest girl scenes you're ever going to see. But also, the scene here with Natalie Creel using the bathtub faucet for, let's just say, to clean a specific area very well, was one of the most visually hot, just incredible scenes you're ever going to see. And people have gone nuts. We've really introduced a lot of people to this movie, and guys are just loving it. It's really awesome.
That's what I did for my latest cam show, right? That position
that
right there.
Like
you've seen it. It's pretty hot.
Get it really clean.
Nobody shows up, just me right there. Lily James in The Exception. What is this? What's the movie? What's the show?
Well, it's a movie, but Lily James.
I know her from somewhere.
She's a British actress. She played Cinderella in the 2015 movie with Cate Blanchett and Helena Bonham Carter. But also, she was Lady Rose on Downton Abbey.
Oh, that's where we know her from.
No, I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
actually,
you know
it wouldn't be either.
We're big Downton Abbey fans.
Yeah, you guys seem the type. So this movie, The Exception, came out, and 13 minutes in, Lily James strips down for a sex scene with Jay Courtney, who, by the way, won our best. He was our best male nude scene of the year from this scene from Mr. Man. But
Chris told us that earlier.
She got completely nude. By the way, you guys, we used the term hourglass figure. Look at that hourglass
figure.
Right,
she's very curvy.
That's totally, man. And then, of course, Christina Ricci in the beginning of everything. Or Ricci.
Nude scene of the year, Christina Ricci, Z, the beginning of everything, where she plays Zelda Fitzgerald, the original 1920s flapper, who was F. Scott Fitzgerald's wife. And in this scene, there's a party with all these dudes like drinking scotch and smoking cigars and flapper girls. Christina Ricci opens the sliding doors wearing just high heels and a ribbon in her hair. And it is pretty spectacular. She's 39, huge, big, you know, A-list actress. So to me, this was the best celebrity nude scene of 2017.
Yeah. Is that an accurate portrayal of the 1920s vagina?
They She is wearing a wig.
Looks a little trimmed up to me.
Yeah.
I think 1920s.
Yeah, I would think it might have been a little wilder and woolier back then, but who, you know, it's hard to say.
It's Zelda Fitzgerald. She might have trimmed up a little bit.
1920. We can't even ask her. Nobody's even alive that remembers 20s vagina.
She's high class.
Right. Really, think about it. I mean,
there's no guys alive that have seen that.
And my dad was born in 34, and he's 83, so he doesn't know what 20s vagina looks like.
Right.
So you're talking guys maybe 100 might remember what a 20s vagina looks like.
Yeah, you got to ask a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it was
They get a 100-year-old guy on the set, and he goes, "Yeah, that's what they look like." And he's a vagina inspector at 20s set.
Yeah,
technical advisor, I think they call those.
All the photos we talked about are on MrSkin.com, including that little
free on the front page of our website.
Coming up
with
the Anatomy Awards next year.
Yeah, so and that'll be great too because there was so much wild and weird stuff, that happened this year that. I can't put in my top 10, but when the Anatomy Awards, I could curate all that. You're going to be blown away by the weird stuff that happened this year in nudity.
Can't wait. Thanks, Mr. Skin. Right, appreciate
I'll
it, bro.
I'll see you on Chatterbait
right, you
later on.
See you in 2018.
See you, man.
No, I'll see you on Chatterbait sometime this afternoon.
Who's checking out who?
Yes.
Nice, buddy.
We put on a show
right,
for
each other. Okay. That's you to pay extra. Oh, you're dueling cameras, one at each of you, so you can see each other? All right. I don't want to watch a girl naked cook unless she's in your own kitchen, don't you think?
I don't know. Some guys have odd fetishes.
Yeah, I like when they have
and even
sex.
Then the cooking's not going to last very long if she's in your own kitchen.
I like when they have sex.
I like it when they play.
Call me old-fashioned, but I like my chicks having sex and porn.
Acoustic guitar for me.
Yeah, that's really not my scene.
Sing me a song.
Yeah,
sex and porn is better.
Yeah.
More shoppers are splurging on themselves this year.
Well, you're supposed to pay yourself. I read an article about if you work for a living, pay yourself. Buy yourself something. No matter what it cost. Whatever you can afford, buy yourself something. Always pay yourself. And I don't think any of us do that.
No, I think I'm notorious at not.
Yeah, me too. When it comes to, because I'll stop and go, I don't need that. That's $100. I don't need that. And then my wife will go out and spend $100 on something for the kids, which is fine.
Right.
But it's like when I see I don't need that. But you're supposed to do that.
Well, everybody in my house has gotten two or three smartphones. Oh, I'm on my first one.
Thank you. You haven't splurged yourself. Right.
Right. I'm still on my first one.
Right. That's more than $100.
Everybody in my house has a newer car than me.
Right.
I have the oldest car out of the kids, out of anybody.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Man, you should treat yourself to a new car. Yeah, I got a place you can go to.
I know.
But he likes that one.
You don't want to, he likes no payments.
That too.
That's the key.
I do like that part.
Yeah.
19.
You're right. I'll put the brakes on. You know, that's
but there's an article about when you, no matter what you save or what you're trying to do with your life, pay yourself. You're the one working your butts off. Do something.
And it makes sense, but it just doesn't feel right.
I know. I'm with you.
Well, my favorite, the one I'm worst at is, I'll be looking at something for me, need a new pair of shoes or something.
Right.
$60-$80.
Right.
And I go, God, I don't want to spend that right now. And I'll get up the very next minute, go to the grocery store, and blow $150.
Right.
And not even think about it.
And that's perishable.
Yeah.
And granted, you need to eat, but you're right.
Yeah. But still.
No, I do that too, puss. I do it all the time. Because I've been online recently looking for something to say $60-$80. Man, I don't need that. But you're right. Then I'll spend $60-$80 at a bar.
Yeah.
Eating cheese fries,
like
drinking beer, right.
It's nothing.
I mean, I'm guilty of that, too, but I also treat myself. I'll look at something, $60, $70, $80, and say, I don't need that.
Right.
And then I'll scroll a little more, and a set of woods for $500.
And you'll do that. You'll do that kind of
thing. Let me get that.
Pay yourself, folks. They tell you to pay yourself.
Yeah, that's nice. Recent survey by the NPD Group found that 19% of consumers definitely plan to spend more on themselves this holiday season. 40% said they're at least considering spending more on themselves.
I just saw Nick Allen's stand-up on Friday. Was the MC. He does a great bit about how the kids have to eat more than once a day. Didn't you just eat? And I love how he talks about his daughter something about bitching him. Something there's free lunch today. He goes, "You're 12. All your lunches are free." It's a great line. It's a really good bit. All your lunches are free.
This isn't exactly what Craig is talking about, but I get a little tired of hearing about you know, billionaire CEOs who pay themselves $50,000 a year.
Well, that's just stupid because they have the stock and bonuses.
Is that tax? Is that for tax purposes?
I think it's for show. Doesn't Buffett pay himself $1 a year or something like that?
He pays himself $100,000 a year.
Okay.
But you're right.
It's got to be tax purposes.
It's more for show.
It is. Because those kind of guys have stock options are worth millions of dollars.
Sure. So, or they're using other money.
Yes, right.
Obviously. They're using other money.
Right. But pay yourself. Buy yourself that nice skirt push or whatever you're looking at.
Yeah. Paying himself $100,000 a year.
60, 80 bucks for a skirt, no big deal, man.
That won't even cover the maintenance on his plane.
Of course it won't.
But that's a whole different pile of money, I'm sure.
Pay yourself unless your kids want to eat. Yeah. But I read the article, I thought the same thing, too. It's easy just to write that article. Pay yourself.
Yeah.
Screw the light
splurge
bill.
Splurge on yourself.
Screw the rent. Screw your car payment. Screw your doctor bill. Buy something for yourself. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.